Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea
well,
Dios.
Now we have the privilege of asking James Jacob to come up and share the word with us.
Ahora tenemos el privilegio de llamar a nuestro hijo para compartir la palabra de Dios con nosotros.
James Jacob is heading to his second year there at SAGU.
Él va a comenzar su segundo año en la universidad.
And we're looking forward to all the Lord's going to do in his life.
Y estamos esperando por todo lo que Dios va a hacer en su vida.
All right, so it is good to be here today.
Es bien estar aquí con ustedes hoy.
It is honor and privilege to be able to speak today.
Es honor y privilegio poder hablar hoy.
Yeah, so just pray for me because I'm going back to Texas.
Ore por mí porque voy a regresar a Texas.
Yeah, my mom grew up there, but I don't know how she survived the heat.
Mi mamá creció allí, pero yo no conozco cómo ella vivió en ese calor.
But it'll be a good semester, so just keep me in your prayers, and I'll keep praying for you.
Guárdame en sus oraciones, y yo voy a estar orando por ustedes.
So today, the title of my sermon is Jesus, the Light of Our Fellowship.
El título de mi sermón es Jesucristo, la luz de nuestra comunión.
Yeah, so before we start, let's pray.
Voy a orar.
Dear God, thank you so much for this opportunity to be able to preach today. It is an amazing opportunity, and just please let it not be my words that is spoken today, but let it be your heart that you want to share with your people.
Yes.
Thank you again for this opportunity, and just let this message just reach your people in a special way, and just remove all nervousness, and just help this come out very well. And I thank you again for this opportunity, and all you're going to do. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, so I'm going to start off with a story.
Quiero comenzar con una historia.
That I made up, but it will tie up to the sermon.
Yo hice esta historia, pero van a entender que cómo está conectado con el sermón.
So one day, there was a kid named Bob.
Un día, un hombre que se llamaba Bob.
Who loved cars.
Este niño amaba a carros.
Bob missed a day of school because he was sick.
Bob faltó la escuela un día porque estaba enfermo.
But on the day he missed, his friend Jeff drove a brand new car to school.
Pero el día que él faltó la escuela, su amigo Jeff vino en carrito nuevo a la escuela.
So Bob was very curious what car Jeff drove.
Y Bob estaba muy, que quería conocer qué clase de carro trajo Jeff.
However, he was hearing a lot of different stories from his classmates.
Sin embargo, él escuchó muchas diferentes historias de los otros estudiantes.
In his first class, Dave, one of his friends,
en su primer clase, su amigo Dave
told Bob that Jeff drove a brand new red Corvette to school.
Le dijo a Bob que Jeff trajo un nuevecito rojo Corvette a la escuela.
So Bob asked Dave, what year was the car?
Y Bob le preguntó a Dave, ¿de qué año era el carro?
Like, was it brand new or was it like a couple years old?
¿Era nuevecito o de qué año era?
And Dave responded, oh, I actually didn't see the car. I just heard that it was a red Corvette.
Y Dave respondió, la verdad es que ni vi el carro, pero escuché que era un carro nuevo.
So in his next class, Bob heard from his friend George.
En el siguiente clase, Bob escuchó de otro estudiante, George.
They didn't drive a red Corvette. He drove a black Ford truck to school.
Que no era carro rojo Corvette, era un Ford Negro F-150.
So Bob asked George then, did you actually see the truck?
Y Bob le preguntó a George, ¿en verdad vistes ese vehículo?
And George said, oh no, I just heard that it was a black truck.
Y George respondió, no, no lo vi, pero escuché que era un troque de negro color.
So at this point, Bob didn't know who to believe.
Y a este punto, Bob ni sabía quién creer.
So, with all hope lost, he went to lunch.
Y con perdido esperanza, él se fue a comer a mediodía.
Bob would have asked Jeff, but Jeff's out of town for this week.
Bob quería preguntar a Jeff mismo, pero Jeff estaba fuera de la ciudad.
So, as he was at lunch, he saw his friend Joe approach.
Y mientras que Bob estaba comiendo, él vio a otro amigo, Joe, quien venía cerca a él.
And Joe asked him, hey, did you hear about how it was a new blue Ford Mustang?
Y Joe le dijo, hey, ¿escuchaste que Jeff trajo un nuevecito azul Mustang?
So Bob just asked him, so how do you know?
Y Bob le preguntó, ¿y cómo sabes?
And Joe told Bob that he's next door neighbors with Jeff.
Y Joe respondió, yo soy vecino de Jeff.
And the day before, he actually drove to school with him.
Y el día antes, yo vine a la escuela con Jeff.
This was amazing news to Bob because he finally knew what car Jeff drove.
Y era nuevas que Bob quería escuchar porque al fin podía conocer específicamente el carro que trajo Jeff.
So you may be wondering, why did I tell this story?
Y quizás estás pensando, ¿por qué dijiste esta historia?
So this actually ties into the scripture passage that I'm going to be talking about today.
Pero esto está conectado con el verso que quiero hablar hoy.
Which is 1 John chapter 1.
Que se encuentra en 1 de Juan capítulo 1.
Verses 1 through 10.
Versículos 1 a 10.
So this story is somewhat similar to the situation John was writing to.
Esta historia que dije es un poco similar a lo que Juan escribió en la Biblia.
So John was writing to a specific church with a specific problem.
Juan estaba escribiendo a una iglesia específica con problema específica.
So unfortunately, the church John was writing to had false teachers in the audience.
Tristemente, la iglesia a la cual Juan escribía tenía falsos maestros en la congregación.
So this is important when considering the context of his letter.
Y esto es importante en considerar el contexto de este libro.
So there were two major heretical teachings that were being spread.
En esos días había dos mayores enseñanzas que estaban saliendo.
So one was Docetism.
Uno que se llamaba el Docetismo.
Which believed that Jesus did not actually come in the flesh.
Que ellos creían que la verdad era que Jesucristo no vino en encarnación.
Fully God, but not fully human.
Verdadero Dios, pero no humano.
The other was Docetism.
Or
Gnosticism. Gnosticism.
El otro era el Gnosticismo.
So that one's a little bit more harder to define, but
es un poco difícil dar definición, pero
one of the main teachings was that Jesus was a person, but not fully God.
Era una enseñanza que Jesucristo era humano, pero no completamente Dios.
And with all of this also came the belief that it's not what you do that matters, but only what you believe.
Y venía con esta enseñanza, no importa lo que haces, importa lo que crees.
So taking all of this into account, let's read 1 John chapter 1.
Tomando esto en cuenta, vamos a leer primero de Juan.
And see how John addresses this.
Y mirar cómo Juan habló.
So, starting with verse 1.
Empezando en versículo 1.
It reads, that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon and have touched with our hands, concerning the word of life.
Lo que era desde el principio, lo que hemos oído, lo que hemos visto con nuestros ojos, lo que hemos contemplado y palparon nuestras manos tocante al verbo de vida.
The life was made manifest, and we have seen it, and testified to it, and proclaimed to you the eternal life, which was with the Father, and was made manifest to us.
Pues la vida fue manifestada y la hemos visto y testificamos y os anunciamos la vida eterna, la cual estaba con el Padre y se nos manifestó.
That which we have seen and heard, we proclaim also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ.
Lo que hemos visto y oído, eso anunciamos para que también vosotros tengáis comunión con nosotros, y nuestra comunión verdaderamente es con el Padre y con su Hijo Jesucristo.
And we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete.
Estas cosas escribimos para que vuestro gozo sea completo.
On to verse 5, it says, this is the message we have heard from him and proclaimed to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all.
Versículo 5, este es el mensaje que hemos oído de él y anunciamos, Dios es luz y no hay ninguna tinieblas en él.
If we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth.
Si decimos que tenemos comunión con él y andamos en tinieblas, mentimos y no practicamos la verdad.
But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
Pero si andamos en luz, como él está en luz, tenemos comunión unos con otros, y la sangre de Jesucristo, su hijo, nos limpia de todo pecado.
If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
Si decimos que no tenemos pecado, nos engañamos a nosotros mismos y la verdad no está en nosotros.
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
Si confesamos nuestros pecados, él es fiel y justo para perdonar nuestros pecados y limpiarnos de toda maldad.
If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar and his word is not in us.
Si decimos que no hemos pecado, lo hacemos a él mentiroso y su palabra no está en nosotros.
So, with reading that.
Ahora, después de leer esto.
John was very clear when he was writing to his fellow believers that he wanted them to experience the joyous fellowship with Jesus.
Juan era muy claro que él quería que los otros creyentes experimentaban ese gozo real con Cristo.
That he and his fellow apostles have experienced.
La misma cosa que él y sus apóstoles hermanos habían tenido.
Like it says in verse 4, we are writing these things so that our joy may be complete.
Como dice en versículo 4, nosotros estamos escribiendo para que nuestra comunión sea completo.
So we, as in John and the fellow apostles.
Entonces, nosotros indica Juan y los otros apóstoles.
So, it's very interesting in verse 4 how he uses the word joy.
Y es interesante de la manera que él usó la palabra gozo.
So, when looking at how he used it.
En estudiar cómo él usó esta palabra.
John is not talking about a temporary joy that is based on emotion.
Juan no está hablando de una emoción que es temporada.
But a joy that is dependent on the eternal promises of Jesus.
Es el gozo que depende en las fieles promesas de Jesucristo.
And this joy John talks about is only available through fellowship with Jesus.
Y este gozo solo es podido recibir por medio de Jesucristo.
So John was a witness to the incredible things Jesus has done.
Juan era testigo de las maravillosas cosas que Cristo hizo.
And he's a witness in the sense that he's spreading this information.
Y él es testigo aún en la manera que estaba compartiendo esta información.
So that his audience can also spread the information as well.
Para que su congregación también pudiera compartir esas nuevas.
So while I was looking at like some of the words that John was using in this passage.
En estudiar algunas palabras que Juan usó en este pasaje.
I found that in context, fellowship, as John used it.
Yo encontré que la palabra comunión, de la manera que Juan lo usó.
Actually means mutual participation.
Actualmente menciona participación mutual.
So personally, when you were to ask me, what does fellowship mean?
Y si me preguntara a mí, ¿qué quiere decir la palabra comunión?
I would think like hanging out or like going to a barbecue or something.
Yo podía pensar es de tomar tiempo juntos el uno con el otro, comer barbecue o algo así.
That's not what John is telling his first century believers.
Pero esto no era lo que Juan estaba diciendo al primer century creyentes.
So John wanted his recipients to also mutually participate in the truth and message of Jesus.
Juan quería que ellos participaran en la verdaderamente comunión de Jesucristo.
So we as Christians must remember that Jesus is eternal and fellowship with him requires mutual participation.
Nosotros como cristianos tenemos que recordar que él es eternal y debemos participar en esa comunión.
So in the original story that I told at the beginning, some of the kids had misconceptions about the car being driven.
En la historia con cual empecé, algunos estudiantes tenían diferentes historias de cuál era el carro verdadero.
Likewise, the recipients of the letter, some of them had misconceptions about Jesus.
Similarmente, en esta carta de Juan, muchos creyentes tenían diferentes opiniones o creencias de Jesucristo.
And John went in and corrected those.
Y Juan vino a traer corrección y la verdad.
Likewise, we should be asking God how we can correct any misconceptions about Jesus we see.
También nosotros podemos preguntarle al Señor cómo debemos corregir mal entendimiento que tenemos de Él.
We should be asking for God's will to be done so that His love can be reflected in our lives.
Debemos de orar que la voluntad de Dios sea así en la vida para que Él puede usarnos para compartir con otros.
So we should tell others of the life made manifest, which is Jesus.
Debemos compartir de la vida manifestado, cual es Jesucristo.
So that our joy may be complete as well.
Para que nuestro gozo también sea completo.
So another really important thing to get from this passage of Scripture is that God is a perfect, holy being.
Otra cosa que podemos aprender de este pasaje es que Dios es ser perfecto.
So some of the false teachers believe that they had a sinful nature, but they never actually sinned.
Algunos de estos falsos maestros creían que tenía naturaleza pecaminosa, pero ellos no pecaban.
Others believed that it's not what they believe, or it's what they believe that matters, not what they have done, or what they do.
Otros creían que era importante lo que creían, no lo que hacían.
So how did John address this?
¿Y cómo dirigió corrección Juan a esto?
In verse 5, John set a very clear standard that God is light and in him is no darkness at all.
Juan, en versículo 5, dijo muy claro, Dios es luz y no hay ninguna tiniebla en él.
So John made it clear that it's not only what you believe, but that belief should affect how you live.
Entonces Juan dijo muy claro, no es solo importante lo que crees, pero también lo que haces y cómo vives.
So in verse 6 and 7, it talks about walking in the light as Jesus is the light.
Y en versículos 6 y 7 nos habla de andar en la luz como Jesucristo es la luz.
So this standard may seem a little disheartening as we all have sinned.
Este estandarte nos puede tocar el corazón en tristeza porque todos hemos pecado.
But in verse 9, John makes it clear that Jesus is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins.
Pero versículo 9 nos dice que Jesucristo es fiel y justo para perdonar nuestros pecados.
John didn't want his believers to fall into the trap that, you know, it's only what you believe, not what you do, or that they haven't sinned at all.
Juan no quería que los otros creyentes cayeran en falso enseñanza que no importaba cómo vivían o que no importaba cómo creían.
How can you be cleansed of unrighteousness if you don't first admit that you are unrighteous?
¿Cómo podemos ser limpios del pecado si no reconocemos que somos pecadores?
So these dangerous false teachings were really twisting the message of what Jesus was teaching.
Y estas falsas enseñanzas estaban cambiando la verdad de lo que Jesús nos enseñó.
So how can we apply this today?
Entonces, hoy, ¿cómo podemos aplicar esto?
Well, we now can approach God through Jesus' perfect once and for all sacrifice for our sins.
Podemos venir a Dios por medio del sacrificio que Jesucristo hizo una vez y por siempre.
We no longer have to sacrifice animals for our sins because Jesus was the perfect, blameless once and for all sacrifice for our sins.
Ahora no tenemos que dar sacrificio de animales porque Jesucristo era el perfecto sacrificio.
So if we want to experience this fellowship with a perfect holy God, we must humble ourselves and confess our sins and be forgiven.
Si nosotros queremos tener este gozo real y comunión, debemos de humillarnos delante de Dios, quien es perfecto.
Confession is very important, but we must also really repent and turn away from the sins that we're repenting for.
Es muy importante confesar nuestro pecado y también alejarnos y no regresar a ese mismo pecado.
For example, I could say, I'm sorry, God, I robbed this bank, and then he forgave me.
Por ejemplo, yo puedo decir, perdóname Dios, yo robé de este banco y él me va a perdonar.
But if I keep on robbing the bank, I don't think I was really genuine about it.
Pero si yo sigo robando un banco, no soy genuino de eso.
And so it's really a wonderful verse to really recognize that God is faithful and just to forgive us.
Es un versículo maravilloso de pensar que Él es fiel y justo de perdonar nuestros pecados.
Because ultimately, our righteousness is as filthy rags.
Últimamente, nuestra misma justicia es sucio.
And it's also nice to know that God is not waiting with a bat to hit us over the head when we, you know, repent.
Y es un gran privilegio conocer que Dios no está sobre nosotros con un gran bate para pegarnos cuando caemos en pecado.
But is graciously willing to forgive us.
Él con mucha gracia está listo para perdonarnos.
And this is kind of off topic, but I find it really interesting. So, like, with the ascetic teaching of how, you know, Jesus wasn't in the flesh, like some people thought that he was just like a spirit or something.
Y en pensar de esa enseñanza que algunos pensaban que Jesucristo no era ser humano, solo era espíritu.
I find it really interesting how, you know, if you look how John in his gospel.
Yo lo encuentro interesante en mirar como Juan en su evangelio.
He wrote about how Jesus told Thomas, you know, here, touch me. Like, see the holes in my hand.
Juan escribió de la manera que Jesucristo le dijo a Tomás, mira, tócame, miras mis llagas donde fui crucificado.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting because John is just really cool how he writes.
Juan es muy interesante, lindo como él escribió acerca de esto.
But today, as I close out this sermon, I want to give you all an opportunity to respond to what I've said.
Pero hoy, en cerrar mi sermón, quiero dar una oportunidad a usted para responder a lo que he compartido.
So in a moment, I'm about to pray.
En un momento, yo voy a orar.
But if there's anything, you know, you need to confess, you know, to God.
Pero si usted tiene algo que necesita confesar a Dios.
Know that he is faithful and just to forgive us.
Cree y reconoce que Él es fiel y justo para perdonarnos.
And also, let's pray that we walk in accordance to His will, not ours.
Y vamos a orar que vamos a andar y vivir a manera de su voluntad y no de nosotros mismos.
We shouldn't be saying, hey God, this is my plan. Please bless it.
No debemos de decir, Señor, este es mi plan. Yo quiero que tú me bendices.
We should be asking God, what is your will for my life? And let me walk in accordance to that.
Debemos de preguntar, Señor, ¿qué es tu voluntad? Ayúdame a andar en tu voluntad.
So wherever you're at.
Entonces, allí donde te encuentras.
You can agree with me or pray by yourself.
Puedes orar de acuerdo conmigo, orar en tu corazón.
But let us pray.
Vamos a orar.
Dear God, thank you so much for 1 John in general, yes, and John how he wrote and just the wonderful truth that you did come on this earth, fully God, fully human, to be the perfect sacrifice for our sins. Just please let us not just misapply this truth in our lives, but truly apply it according to your will. Thank you that you are faithful and just to forgive us of our sins, and let it truly be that your will is being done in our lives. And so let us know how to walk in according to your will. And thank you so much for your forgiveness in my life and everything you've done in my life and all you're going to do. And please be with everyone here who has heard this message today. Yes. Just please reach them in a special way and just let them truly walk in accordance to your will. And I thank you again for this amazing opportunity and all you're going to do. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado
God is light.
Dios es luz.
And in him there is no darkness at all.
Y en él no hay tinieblas.
And we will fellowship with God in the light.
Y podemos tener comunión con Dios en la luz.
It's amazing how John says to begin with, we have seen him with our own eyes.
Es increíble como él enseñó de primero lo hemos visto con nuestros ojos.
We've touched him.
Le hemos tocado.
John was an eyewitness of who Jesus really was.
Juan era testigo de quién era Jesucristo.
Amen.
Amen.
And it's amazing because later on, in that same letter,
y es increíble porque después en su libro,
John would remind us that God is love.
Juan nos recuerda que Dios es amor.
The God that we serve is not a God of hate. He is a God of love.
El Dios que servimos, Él no tiene odio a nosotros.
And He loves you and He loves me with an everlasting love.
Él nos ama con un amor eternal.
Praise the Lord.
Alabado sea Dios.
Thank you, James Jacob, for sharing this morning.
Gracias por compartir en esta mañana, James Jacob.
Please continue to pray for James Jacob as he goes back to Texas.
Por favor, ore por él en regresar a Texas.
And let's believe God to do a wonderful work in his heart, his life. Amen.
Y vamos a creer que el Señor obra grandemente en su vida y corazón.
And so we are going to have food after church.
Vamos a comer juntos después del servicio.
So please join us for some food and some fellowship.
Por favor, quédese con nosotros para tener comunión juntos.
And so that we can just spend time together. Amen.
Y tomar un poco de tiempo juntos.
Let's say a prayer and let's even pray for the meal.
Vamos a orar aquí y también por la comida.
Lord, we're thankful, Lord, for the message that has been shared today. We do pray that, Lord, we would hear in the Spirit, Lord, what you are saying to us individually. I pray that we would respond to you. Lord, for you desire, Lord God, us. Lord, you love us. And I pray that, Lord, we would understand that you care for us for who we are. We don't have to try to pretend to be someone else. You love us, Lord. And we're so thankful that we can confess our sin, and you're faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We do pray that you would bless this congregation as we depart. We do pray that you'd bless the meal we're about to receive. We do pray for those that don't have, Lord, that you would provide for them in Jesus' name. We pray that you'd make the meal healthy to us. We pray that you'd bless our time together, our fellowship with one another. And Lord, we ask for this in Jesus' name. Bless the remainder of our day, we do ask, in Jesus' name. Amen.